Hi, this is Brian the Brain Guy, coming at you after a long absence. There will never be another first time for our space program. There won't be the first man in space or our first man in orbit. We don't have to wait and wonder when will be the first time we set foot on the moon. Our first three space projects were the first time we did any of those things. Every one of those projects did things for the first time. And it all happened in the 60s, so many of you may not have been born and many of you may not know the particulars of these first great days in space. I was born in 1960, so I don't remember much about Project Mercury or Project Gemini, but I do remember Apollo and our first man landing on another place. I was growing up in a time of great upheaval and change. We had civil rights demonstrations, war protests, and the peace and love movement. And there was a threat from the Mideast with our dependence on their oil. Sounds just like the news today, doesn't it? I already knew about adults trashing the planet and even won my sixth grade science fair with a display about ecology. I knew then our pollution and trash problem needed a fix, and I did nothing about it. I still hope to have a solar voltaic collector installed on my house, and I do recycle my cans and bottles, but I could have done more. We should have done more as a country and as the leaders of the world, but we didn't. We kept going with what was cheap and easy. Now I'm all grown up and I think back to the time of Apollo and our space program. I say to myself, that was great, the first time we had a three-man capsule. First time we left Earth orbit, and the first time we used a lander on another place. Yes, that was great. Since then, we've pretty much stayed in low Earth orbit. Skylab was a converted Saturn V rocket. The shuttle is a great truck, but stuck in Earth orbit. The International Space Station is kind of a joke, in my opinion. We should have done more with our space program and with our Earth program. And now we don't have either. The Earth is dying, and the space program looks DOA. But I have my memories. When I was 10, humanity was going to the stars, and we were going to save the planet. People were going to be treated equally, and the United States of America was the best place to get all that done. That's not how the world looks upon us now. And that's not what we have as our national goal today. We need something that is the first time for this or that to happen, the first time America did it. We need a national goal that makes us smile and feel good. Watching Congress fight with the president over this invasion war of ours isn't something that makes me feel good or smile about. Like I said, the space station is a joke compared to what it was supposed to be. I was thinking more in the lines of something from 2001, A Space Odyssey, rather than a bunch of beer cans bolted together. And of course, we're burning up with global warming. We need the first moon base, or the first man on Mars. We need to give humanity a fusion reactor that doesn't pollute and gives cheap power from simple seawater, and we need to be the first to do it. We need our children to grow up with goals that they can say, I remember when we did that for the first time, and it was great. The first time America took off in the Mercury capsule, Wally Schirra was an astronaut. The first time we docked in space and learned how to live in space with Gemini, Wally Schirra was an astronaut. And when we landed on the moon with Apollo, Wally was still an astronaut. He was the only astronaut to fly in all three of our first manned space projects. Wally Schirra was indeed one of our great firsts. Wally Schirra died on Thursday, May 3rd, 2007. He was 84. This is Brian the Brain Guy.